Harvey, plus Bob Marley, a map sealed on my heart. I never will forget a Mr. Malcolm X. Integration will keep us apart. Because the time is now, it's for the Mau Mau. James Meredith was not wrong. It was Nelson Mandela and Medgar Evers, Martin Luther King's on the throne. The mighty, 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 yo. 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 From Asia Major to Mali, Malaysia to Mozambique, Mediterranean Sea. It wasn't Pope Tep, logic created mathematics and medicine, cause he's a mystic man. It was demonized, the Lord of Lord, Meshach, fighting fine, sword, marriage, and made divine. Jews lived a long time. And the holy altar, Moses stood, rockers abroad, of Matthew, Mark, and Maccabees. All kinds of places heavenly, and some Musa with the wealth and love. Belshazzar, high priest of God. It was Menelik chanting, I'm hollering, up to the bulls of the prophet Muhammad, up to the mighty Queen Makeda. They are my universal saviors. The mighty, 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 yeah. Mahal, yes, the Madagascar. Magellan, the Moors, they sell real for. Karl Marx and Mao Zedong. The Maasai warriors, they're strong. To the minstrel Mayan and the Mayan. To the Maharishi Mongolian. Mandingo Mohegan. Mestizo, you're the Mexican. Aaron Martin, Matthew Henson, Elijah McCoy. And many inventions, magnificent Montague. Salinga made the dishes for the shoes. From Mahalia Jackson to Pygmy Markham, Neil McKinney to Mantan Marlin, Mama's Baby Biddy Mason, like superstar sensation. So they're the mighty, 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 yo. They're the mighty, 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 yo. They're the mighty, 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 yo. Water, jelly roll, Martin, bridges by the Memphis Slim, have a mercy too. To the Mississippi Delta Blue, where our people overpaid, they do. The Miles Davis and the Loneliest Monk, the Curtis Mayfield, the Placios Funk, West Montgomery, Marin McKeever, Masakela and the Motown Fever. To the Miracles and the Marvin Gaye, to the Marvelettes on Broadway, Arthur and the Vandella. I guess I'm a stubborn kind of fella, kind of fella, kind of fella. Mary Ewan Anderson, she sung it her way. To Willie McCovey and to Willie Mays, to the Mookies and the Manny Bota. Johnny Mathis' songs got over. The mighty, 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 yeah. The mighty, 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 yeah. He's a mighty, 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 yeah. He's a mighty, 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 yeah. Cody, Charlie Mingus, Hansa, Mungo, Santa Maria, Grandmaster Flash, Miss Melody. Rap music, fresh Kumo D. Rap music, fresh Kumo D. The Barry and Miley and the Lenny Mo. The Magic Johnson on the Furman Road. The Hagler Tyson, the Michael J. Archie for Salee, Paperway. Cause it's the mighty, 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 yeah. The mighty, 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 yeah. Warren Moon and the Mercury Morris, Bean Joe Green, he tackled the hardest. Ollie Matson, he carried the line. John McIntosh, the manly hit a blind. Michael Jackson, the Mr. T, the Mighty Diamond, the Mexican Priest, ministers of Miche Lehi. MC Hammer say we got to pray, we got to pray, we got to pray. Waters, Asian Mitchell, Maya Angela, Puzzle, Special Eddie Murphy, George McKenna, Barbara Collins, creates the winners. Cause we're the winners, we're the winners. Michael Manley, Maurice Bishop, Judy Mo
worldwide must see your grip is sugar mine and human. They'll get ready for the third world. Mickey, Lena, Maine, and Jackson, there and Mary, man, what happened? Thurgood, Marshall, Mayor, Dinkins. Say the world from sinking. The most high, the mystery, the march is the history, the message of the men of the mighty M. The most high, the mystery, the march is the history, the message of the men of the mighty M. Like Marcus Garvey, plus Bob Marley, a map sealed on my heart. I never will forget a Mr. Malcolm X. Integration will keep us apart. Because the time is now, it's for the Mau Mau. Jack Meredith was not wrong. It was Montezuma, the Aztec ruler. Ho Chi Minh lives on. The mighty, 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 mighty M. The mighty, 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 mighty M.
Rock the culture, bust the forest down. I'm gonna measure them, give it and Uhuru. This is Norman Otis Richmond, a.k.a. Jalali. I also would like to say Habaragani, Alafia, Yebo, Akwaba, Nangadef, Hotep, and Assalamu Alaikum. And you're listening to Diasporic Music on Uhuru Radio, and we are going to have a great show today. I can promise you that. And first of all, I want to thank the chairman of the African People Socialist Party, Omali Ishatella, for giving me this particular spot on Uhuru Radio. And I also would like to thank my comrade Archie Shep, who basically coined the term diasporic music. And diasporic music is supposedly the music that was made by African people outside of the African continent, but we are violating that as usual. We play music from all over the African world. And we are going to, we began the show with a piece called The Mighty M's, and the title of the show is Malcolm X and the Mighty M's. And we should say that El Hajj Malik El Shabazz Malcolm X was born or was assassinated on February 21st, 1965. He also was born on May 19th, 1925. And we are dedicating this show to him and the people who made a contribution whose name began with M. Because Ras Jimmy Hyman, who is, for full disclosure, happens to be my cousin, he did that piece we were listening to called The Mighty M's, and he talked about Marcus Garvey plus Bob Marley and Minister Malcolm X, and he talks a lot about the contribution that people made whose name began with M. And Jimmy Hyman, you know, at one time he worked with Steel Pulse, and he's originally from Los Angeles, California, by way of Louisiana, and Ras Jimmy went to the White House with Steel Pulse and played for Clinton's inaugural. You know that your first black president before Barack Obama was Bill Clinton. Everyone knows that. And William Jefferson Clinton actually invited Steel Pulse to perform in 1992 at the White House. And my Jimmy, Ras Jimmy Hyman, went with him to the White House, or some, as some people call it, the Caucasian crib, and Steel Pulse did their thing. And this is Diasporic Music on Uhuru Radio, and we wanted to move on and present some music from Mahalia Jackson, which will be followed by music from the great Marion Makeba.
I believe the sun. will shine up in the sky when the day is gray. I know it clouds passing by. He'll give peace and comfort to every love.
Was written for us by Hugh Masekela. He calls it Soweto Blues.
The children got a letter from their master. It said no more Xhosa, Sotho, no more Zulu. Refusing to comply, they sent an answer. That's when the policemen came to the rescue. Children were flying, homeless, dying. The mothers screaming and crying. The fathers were working in the city. The evening news brought out all the publicity.
Just a little atrocity.
Deep in the city. Soweto Blues. Soweto Blues. Soweto Blues. Waiting, waiting for the children, frightened and running.
And who got away, but all the others are in the jail
without any publicity.
Just a little atrocity deep in the city. Soweto Blues. Soweto Blues.
children without any publicity. Oh, they are finishing the nation while calling it black on black. But everybody knows they are behind it without any publicity. They are finishing the nation. Won't somebody help out there? Yeah, let the mama
somewhere to blues.
Yeah, let the mama
somewhere to blues.
Uhuru Radio. My name is Norman Otis Richmond, a.k.a. Jalali, and with me today is Sandy, who is handling all the button work and doing all the production. And we were listening to the music of Mahalia Jackson, and she did a piece called Come Sunday. And we also heard from Marion McCabe with Soweto Blues. And Mahalia Jackson is a very important person in African music or in black music. Mahalia Jackson was born in Louisiana, in the southern part of Louisiana, New Orleans. And she is mentioned in the autobiography of Malcolm X. And Malcolm X talks about how he singles out Mahalia Jackson as being, you know, one of the best in the gospel field. And he talks about how she used to fish. The concept of the Nation of Islam going fishing for members was, you know, basically inspired by a lot of the gospel people. They used to go to churches on Sundays and fish or recruit people. And she talked about how, Malcolm talked about how Mahalia Jackson was one of the biggest people in the gospel business, and how she had gone to, she had been in so many churches and had so much impact and influence on people. And also, Mahalia Jackson was Dr. Martin Luther King's chief lieutenant. She was his musical lieutenant, and she was on stage with Dr. King at the March on Washington in 1963. A lot of people have criticized Dr. King because he was not the best person on the woman's question, but at the March on Washington, Mahalia Jackson was on stage. She performed. Also, the late, great Odetta, she performed as well. And Mahalia Jackson had a huge influence on the reggae community. When I began to interview artists from reggae artists, I remember interviewing Toots, Toots and the Maytals, Toots Hibbert and Judy Marwitt, who are we going to be hearing from next. Rita Marley, many of the reggae artists, when you ask them who influenced you, they would always say Mahalia Jackson. And the reason she influenced them was because she was viewed as a person who stood for truths and rights, because I guess she was. She was, like I say, Dr. King's musical lieutenant. And Marion McCabe, the legendary Mama Africa, she was... of course, married to Kwame Ture at one time, and she used to have this diplomatic passport from. She had passports from all countries, and Miss McCabe could perform, could travel anywhere in the world because she was revered by people in the African world and the world period. And Marion McCabe also influenced Aretha Franklin not to perform in the. South Africa. There was a cultural boycott of South Africa, and Aretha Franklin consulted with Marion McCabe, and Marion McCabe informed Miss Franklin that the situation in South Africa, if she went to South Africa, that the Boers or the apartheid regime would use that to justify the oppression of African people. And Aretha adhered to her her advice. Now, if you want to email Diasporic Music and talk to someone, or you have an email, you can. The email option is dj@uhururadio.com, and the Skype option is Uhuru Radio. And if you want to phone in anything, you can phone in from the U.S. phone number is 727-565-1599, and the U.K. phone number is 020-8133-6629. And today at 4 p.m. at OISE, which is the Ontario School of Education, probably blowing that, but it's at 252 Bloor Street West. Penny Hess, the chairwoman of the African People Solidarity Committee, will be presenting, doing a presentation on Haiti, and that starts at 4 in a couple hours. If you want to come and check that out, and she will be discussing the situation in Haiti. And come and check that out. But right now we want to continue with the music, and we want to present some music from Judy Marwitt and Muta Baruka.
Been in vain. We've learned the price of sacrifice is very often pain. Throughout history, women have been willing to pay. At nights they rock the cradle and took to arms by day. Great black warrior queens, great black warrior queens, in history we have seen. Great black warrior queens, Harriet Tubman, she led her people through the Underground Railroad. Amy Garvey, a loyal woman by Marcus' side. Sojourner Truth condemned the system of slavery, and the list goes on and on, and the list goes on. Some say history has been good to us, and look how far. But the roles of many, many heroines are not to be unsung. Great black warrior queens, great black warrior queens, in history we have seen. Great black warrior queens, though not stars of our history books, no one can deny she was a mother, a rebel, a warrior, a leader, a teacher, a wife. To the needy she was a tower of strength, to the struggle for equality and justice she dedicated her life. Thank you. Some even say history has been so good to us. And look how far we've come. But the roles of many, many heroines are not to be unsung. Nanny of the Maroons had the British confused by the schemes that she used. Queen Maqueda once ruled Ethiopia. Rosa Parks showed us the way to the front of the bus. Mary Bethune built a college from nothing for her people. And the list goes on and on and on.
Going and no one seem to care. Here to you going, neighbors beware. The poverty and death that haunts every day. The boat that leaves to the USA. You're paying for the Africanness you still keep. You're paying, paying, bookman is not asleep. You gave us Haiti the strength to fight. Black people in the Caribbean, I say unite. Break the chains that keep us apart. Haiti suffers because it made a start. Haiti, Haiti, you have the will. Haiti, Haiti, Africa calls you still. Too black, too strong, you have to pay. Blacker than night, never seen the day. But too black is always the reason for your pain. But your fight for freedom will not be in vain. Haiti, Haiti, you're going and no one seem to care. Haiti now, but neighbors beware. The blood, sweat and tears that is shed today will be a guide for African Africans along the way. Cuba beware. Jamaica beware. Trinidad beware. Grenada, beware. Caribbean, beware, beware, beware. Care no fear. Care no fear. Caribbean, beware, beware, beware. Break the chains that keep us apart. Haiti suffers because it made a start. But too black is no reason for pain. The blood for freedom will always stain. Haiti, Haiti, you have the will. Haiti, Haiti, Africa calls you still. Caribbean leaders, what are you going to do? Today it's Haiti, tomorrow it's you. Today it's Haiti, tomorrow it's you.
Haiti ou pralé, et personne pas mêlé. C'est Haiti kounya. Mes voisins, restez sous pingano. Sans, si, avec l'âme n'a pas crié aujourd'hui, a toujours guidé l'Afrique africain. Cuba, rete sou pingao. Jamaïque, rete sou pingao. Trinidad, rete sou pingao. Grenade, rete sou pingao. Caraïbes, rete sou pingan. Caraïbes, rete sou pingan. Kase chen ka pe separe nou. Haïti, wapé soufri. Peut-être tous ces premiers, mais trop noué, pas raison pour nous souffrir. Max sans liberté a toujours été là. Haïti, Haïti ou bien volonté. Haïti, Haïti, l'Afrique a pérélé ou toujours. Ni des Caraïbes, ça n'a pas fait. Je dis à c'est Haïti, demain c'est nous-mêmes. Je dis à c'est Haïti, demain c'est nous-mêmes. Je dis à c'est Haïti, demain c'est nous-mêmes. Demain c'est nous-mêmes. Demain c'est nous-mêmes.
Uhuru, this is Norman Otis Richmond, a.k.a. Jalali, and you're listening to Diasporic Music on Uhuru Radio. And we have been listening to the music of Muta Baruka as well as Judy Mowat. And Judy Mowat is one of the I3s. She backed up Robert Nesta Marley for many, many, many years when the Bob went on his own when he decided to go, not break, but when they had the agreement between Bunny Wailer and Peter Tosh. Bob Marley got three women together, his wife Rita. He also got Judy Mowat and the other sister, I'm shooting a blank again, Marcia Griffiths. I can't forget her. And they became the I3s. But Judy Mowat was an integral part of the I3s. And she, I remember people telling me that when Nelson Mandela was freed from prison, she performed for Nelson Mandela in Los Angeles. She performed for him in Jamaica and another spot, and was not able to meet Mr. Mandela. And I'm not trying to put down or defend Nelson Mandela, because I think it was probably out of his hands. Those handlers did not, Judy Mowat, to make a long story short, Judy Mowat never met with Mr. Mandela, although she did play a very, very, very strong role in supporting him. Also, Muta Baruka did a piece called Haiti. Haiti was this was recorded way back in 1994, and Muta Baruka is really on it on the Haitian question. And if you listen to Muta Baruka's piece on Mandela, he was not a supporter of Mandela, I guess, ever. But Muta Baruka, you can hear Muta Baruka on IRI Radio in Jamaica. I believe it's IRI Radio. Can do a Google search and listen for our brother Muta Baruka. And Muta Baruka is, I think he met Chairman O'Malley Ishitele in Houston, Texas. I was listening to Uhuru Radio a couple of months ago, and there was a meeting held in Houston, Texas, and Muta Baruka took the microphone and praised Chairman O'Malley Ishitele, and he said he was pleasantly surprised that there was someone still standing up to imperialism in the U.S. And I guess Muta Baruka is, I don't guess, I know that Muta Baruka is one of the stalwarts of the African liberation movement on the cultural front. And like I say, he has a radio show. You can go and listen to him on I think it's Irie Radio. Just do a Google search and check out Muta Baruka. And if you wanted to email and have something to say to us, you can. The email option is dj@uhururadio.com. And the Skype option is Uhuru Radio. And if you're phoning from the U.S., our U.S. phone number is 727-565-1599. And if you're calling from the United Kingdom or the dis-United Kingdom, you can phone 020-8133-6629. And we're going to keep on moving. We're going to be listening to some music of Max Roach and Burning Spear, and we're going to invoke the name of the Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey.
Anytime you have to rely upon your enemy for a job, you're in bad shape. When you, and he is your enemy. Anytime, you wouldn't be in this country if some enemy hadn't kidnapped you and brought you here. On the other hand, some of you think you came here on the Mayflower. So as you can see, brothers and sisters, today, this afternoon, it's not our intention to discuss religion. We're going to forget religion. If we bring up religion, we'll be in an argument. And the best way to keep away from arguments and differences, as I said earlier, put your religion at home, in the closet. Keep it between you and your God. Because if it hasn't done anything more for you than it has, you need to forget it anyway. Whether you are a Christian or a Muslim or a nationalist, we all have the same problem. They don't hang you because you're a Baptist, they hang you because you're black. They don't attack me because I'm a Muslim, they attack me because I'm black. They attack all of us for the same reason. All of us catch hell from the same enemy. We're all in the same bag, in the same boat. We suffer political oppression, economic exploitation, and social degradation. All of them from the same enemy. The government has failed us. You can't deny that. Anytime you live in the 20th century and you walking around here singing, "We shall overcome," the government has failed us. This is part of what's wrong with you. You do too much singing. Today it's time to stop singing and start swinging. You can't sing up on freedom, but you can swing up on some freedom. Cassius Clay can sing, but singing didn't help him to become the heavyweight champion of the world. Swinging helped him become the heavyweight champion. So this government has failed us. The government itself has failed us. And the white liberals who have been posing as our friends have failed us. And once we see that all these other sources to which we've turned have failed, we stop turning to them and turn to ourselves. We need a self-help program, a do-it-yourself philosophy, a do-it-right-now philosophy, it's already too late philosophy. This is what you and I need to get with. And the only way we're going to solve our problem is with a self-help program. Before we can get a self-help program started, we have to have a self-help philosophy. Black nationalism is a self-help philosophy. What's so good about it, you can stay right in the church where you are and still take black nationalism as your philosophy. You can stay in any kind of civic organization that you belong to and still take black nationalism as your philosophy. You can be an atheist and still take black nationalism as your philosophy. This is a philosophy that eliminates the necessity for division and argument. Because if you're black, you should be thinking black. And if you're black and you're not thinking black at this late date, well, I'm sorry for you.
You are listening to Uhuru Radio, and this is Diasporic Music on Uhuru Radio. My name is Norman Otis Richmond, a.k.a. Jalali, and we're going to continue with the music of Burning Spear.
Come on, Costia. Because young girls come to pass. Can't get no good food to eat. Can't get no money to spend. Can't get no good food to eat. Can't get no money to spend. How many little ones have let me do what I did for you? And you, and you, I love you. Come, little ones, come. Who let me do what I can for you, what you have done. You know the wrong I can do. I tell you, I beg you to do right. Tell me, I do right. You can't stop.
and you are listening to Diasporic Music on Uhuru Radio. My name is Norman Otis Richmond, a.k.a. Jalali, and we have been listening to the music of Max Roach. We also heard a speech from El Hajj Malik El Shabazz Malcolm X. He was talking, that was from his Ballot or the Bullet speech, and he talked about a number of issues there. And we also heard from Winston Rodney, a.k.a. Burning Spear, and he did something called Marcus Garvey. Max Roach did a piece called Garvey's Ghost, and that song, Garvey's Ghost, was recorded in the early 1960s. And there used to be a theoretical journal put out by the Revolutionary Action Movement, RAM. The name of the publication was Black American. There was a portrait, a painting, which Max Stanford did, called Garvey's Ghost. Max Stanford, who is now Muhammad Ahmed, and I know that Muhammad Ahmed knew Max Roach, and Max Roach was a huge devotee of Marcus Garvey, Paul Robeson. Max Roach was a man that was very familiar with the whole political struggle of African people, and he I had the opportunity of meeting and spending some time with Mr. Roach. And one of the things that Max Roach told me is that there was a young man named Ghana, named Guy Warren, whose name was Kofi Gunaba. I think he changed his, he went, took a traditional name after many years, but he was born Guy Warren. I think he was a Fanti man out of Ghana. And he talked about how Guy Warren, or Kofi Gunaba, brought kente cloth to himself, to Max, Charlie Parker, Dizzy Gillespie in the 1940s. So they were talking about, you know, the whole question of Africa. It wasn't, we didn't start it, our generation didn't start it in the 60s and 70s. I mean, Africans in the Western Hemisphere and, you know, they have been, have never really lost touch with Africa. And we also heard from Burning Spear, and Burning Spear, I remember seeing Burning Spear here in Toronto, Winston Rodney, and Winston Rodney and Burning Spear, they were, when I met them, they had all of these books about the business of music, and they were talking about how they had learned from artists like Little Richard, who was ripped off viciously by the music business. They did not want to suffer the same defeat, the same have the same problems that people like Little Richard had. And it should be mentioned that before Michael Jackson passed away, he bought the Beatles catalog, and he gave Little Richard back all of his publishing. So hopefully Little Richard will be secure for the rest of his life. And Burning Spear, or Winston Rodney, today is independent. He handles all of his business himself, and he tours Africa, he tours Europe, North America, and I think he is doing quite well. So he learned the business quite well, although he's not signed to a major label. He's still working, he's still recording, and he's still his own man, very much like Curtis Mayfield, who we're going to listen to. We're going to be talking about another M. We're going to go to Bob Marley and Curtis Mayfield, but now we're going to be listening to The Impressions, Curtis Mayfield and The Impressions. We're going to listen to The Wailers, Bob Marley and The Wailers, and then we're going to be listening to Bunny Wailer. And this is Keep On Moving.
Lord, I gotta keep on moving. Lord, I gotta get on down. Lord, I gotta keep on moving where I can be found. Lord, look coming after me. I've been accused for the killing. God knows.
I didn't do for hanging me there. I'm willing, yeah, yeah, and that's why I gotta get on through. Lord.
Just gonna suffer now.
Dip, dip, dip.
Lord, forgive me for not going back, but
I'll be there.
Someday I'll find a piece of land somewhere not far near anyone. Then I'll send for my love, 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 sweet woman, and my two grown-up sons.
My two grown-up sons.
Two grown-up sons.
One more time, I'll sing it.
Been accused for a killing field. I know I didn't do for hanging me, they are. Well, yeah, that's why I gotta get on. Ja, they're coming after me. I want more time. I said, Ja, I gotta keep on moving. I said, Ja, I gotta get on out of town. I want more time. I said, Ja, I gotta keep on moving. Well, I just can't be found. I said, Ja, they're coming after me. I've got some kids and a woman that gone south of now. For not going back, but I'll be there anyhow, yes. I said, Ja, I'll be there anyhow. I want more time. I said, Ja, I gotta keep on moving. I said, Ja, I gotta get on out of town. Hey, I said, Ja, I gotta keep on moving. I just can't be found. I said, Ja, they're coming after me.
Take it down, Lily. Yeah. I'd like to take this time out to give a great round of applause to a group of brothers who have been making this music possible. I'm talking about the Solomonic Orchestra. The band, let's hear it for the band. Yeah. Yeah. And also at this time, we'd like to take pleasure to give a great round of applause to another group of brothers who have been making this music sweet and harmonious. I'm talking about the backing vocals. Let's hear it for Psalms, the backing vocals. And also at this time, we'd like to give a great round of applause to a group of dancers who have been making their contributions to this reggae music. I'm talking about Switch. Let's hear it for Switch, the dance group. Yes. And also, we'd like to give a great round of applause to all the engineers, all the crew, all the people who have done all this great work to make Reggae Sunsplash possible. Let's all hear it for all these people. Yes. And also at this time, we'd like to give a great round of applause to all you reggae-loving people out there. Let's hear it for all you reggae-loving people out there. Yeah, let's hear it. Yeah. Yes. Respect.
I said, Jah, I gotta keep on moving. I said, Jah, I gotta get on out of town.
Hey,
I said, Jah, I gotta keep on moving. Well, I just can't keep, I just can't keep down. I said, Jah, they're coming back,
they're coming after me. They're coming after me.
And you're listening to Diasporic Music on Uhuru Radio. My name is Norman Otis Richmond, a.k.a. Jalali, and this episode of Diasporic Music is called Malcolm X and the Mighty M's, and the Mighty M's are Marcus Garvey, Malcolm X, Mahalia Jackson, Marvin Gaye, Curtis Mayfield. I can go on and on, Judy Mollett, on and on with the Mighty M's, but this is... We were listening to some great music from the Wailers, and the Wailers were Bob Marley, Peter Tosh, who took the name Walde Semayat, and Bunny Wailer, Neville O'Reilly Livingston, and they did Curtis Mayfield's Keep On Moving. And when I say Curtis Mayfield, he was with the Impressions, and the Impressions were Sam Gooden and Fred Cash, as well as Curtis Mayfield. They were a trio, and the trios had a big impact on the Jamaican musical scene. If you study the Jamaican theater, and when it comes to music, you will see that the three-person group was the way, and some of the women groups, the I-3s, but they had three people in the groups, and I maintain that was because of the influence of Curtis Mayfield, Fred Cash, and Sam Gooden. And they were, Curtis Mayfield was huge in Jamaica, and that song, Keep On Moving, was a song that Bob Marley used to rehearse with, and Keep On Moving when he was in New York, getting ready to play Madison Square Gardens. He performed that song, and he was rehearsing with that song, and he had just been diagnosed as having a cancer, and they said that Judy Mollett walked off stage. She was crying because they knew that this might be it. I think he went to Pittsburgh the next day and performed his last concert. Was in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, but I saw Bunny Wailer one time in Jamaica in 1986 at a Christmas concert, and we had gone to some concerts prior to that, and Bunny Wailer was just closing his show, and he closed his show with Keep On Moving, and Curtis Mayfield was huge in Jamaica, and Curtis Mayfield does not really get the respect that he should get. Barack Hussein Obama recently had a meeting in the White House, or he's going to have a meeting in the White House regarding the civil rights movement. And one of the people that he invited to perform was Bob Dylan. And I might get some boos for saying this, but I think Bob Dylan deserved to be at that meeting because he did do some great songs. I mean, he did songs about Reuben Hurricane Carter. He did songs about George Jackson, and he did some great songs. However, Curtis Mayfield and the Impressions wrote the soundtrack for the so-called civil rights movement and the Black Power movement. And two of the Impressions, Fred Cash and Sam Gooding, are still in the land of the living. They're still performing, and they have a new lead singer. Reggie Torian, he was with them before, and they were very capable of going to the White House and performing for, President Obama and his lovely wife, Michelle. I'm certain that she's from Chicago, and Mr. President Obama spent 20 years in Chicago, so he should know a little bit about the Impression. So that is, I wanted to get that off of my chest, but this is Diasporic Music on Uhura Radio, and this show is dedicated to Malcolm X and the Mighty M's, and we're going to go right now and listen to some music from one of my mentors, Archie Shepp, and then we're going to hear the voice of Al Prentice Bunchy Carter, the Deputy Minister of Defense for the Southern California chapter of the Black Panther Party, and we're going to be listening to Blues for George Jackson from Archie Shepp.
Thank you.
You're listening to Uhuru Radio, and this is Diasporic Music on Uhuru Radio. My name is Norman Otis Richmond, a.k.a. Jalali, and Sandra Thompson is handling the engineering for today on today's show. And we were listening to the music of Archie Shepp, who made his contribution in Philadelphia. And Archie was born in Florida. And Archie has a poem that he did called Malcolm, Semper Malcolm. And I promised to play that at a later date. I could not get my hands on it for today's show, but he did one of the first songs about Malcolm. It's a poem. And he says that Malcolm, Semper Malcolm, it could have been written about Medgar Evers, who's another M. He was assassinated in Jackson, Mississippi. And, you know, this Malcolm, Semper Malcolm piece is a very beautiful piece, like I say, and I promise I will definitely get to it at another show. And we were listening to Archie Shepp's Blues for Brother George Jackson, and that is taken from a CD called Attica Blues. And Archie Shepp used to write a column in Downbeat magazine, and you know, Archie considered himself a Marxist. I can't speak for him now what or how he feels today, but he wrote a column in Downbeat magazine where he talked about being anti the war in Vietnam. He was pro-Cuba, and he is known, he's a poet, a playwright. He also is a great singer and a hell of a piano player, but I'm looking at the Attica Blues CD right now, and Blues for Brother George Jackson. This is a very, very beautiful CD. It also has William Kunstler, I believe, is on here. William Kunstler, the attorney. William Kunstler, who joined the Ancestors back a few years ago. But we are going to get to Alprentice Bunchy Carter, hopefully a little bit later, but while we're trying to get a hold of Alprentice Bunchy Carter's poem, let us listen to some music of Dennis Emmanuel Brown, and he talks about Malcolm X or El Hajj Malik El Shabazz, and you are listening to Uhuru Radio. My name is Norman Otis Richmond, a.k.a. Jalali, and this is Diasporic Music, and this is Dennis Emmanuel Brown.
Of Malcolm X, what men got vexed? They didn't want to see black men progress, and all along the way, black men have strayed, searching to find the way. Malcolm X made me prospect was to see, yeah, all men live in unity. But now he is down, whoa, down in the ground. Where can the killers be found? All my brothers see, yeah, the hidden brutality, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's been hidden from our eyes much too long, yeah, oh, yeah. It can't go on and on, no, 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 no.
Africa makes. White men got best. They didn't want to see black man progress. And all along the way, black men have strayed, yeah, searching to find the way. All my brothers see, yeah, the hidden brutality. Yeah, yeah, yeah. How long will it be? Yes, yeah. It's been hidden from our eyes much too long. Yeah. We gotta know the truth. We've gotta
know. And you're listening to Uhuru Radio. This is Diasporic Music on Uhuru Radio. My name is Norman Otis Richmond, a.k.a. Jalali. And today's episode of Diasporic Music is Malcolm X and the Mighty M's. And we were listening to a song from Dennis Emmanuel Brown, who was the Bob Marley referred to as the crown prince of reggae. And Dennis Brown was passed away a number of years ago, but Dennis Brown actually had one lung. He had TB when he was a kid, and he actually performed for most of his life with the one lung, and some feel that he was one of the greatest, if not the greatest singer that came out of Jamaica, and some people would say he was one of the greatest singers, period. He was noted for recording album after album, song after song after song. But he paid tribute to the late, great El Hajj Malik El Shabazz, Malcolm X, also known as Omawale, and Malcolm had many names in his lifetime. He was Satan. He had many, 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 many names, but that was Dennis Emmanuel Brown. And we're going to listen to El Hajj Malik El Shabazz. We're going to listen to Omawale, and this is a speech that Omawale made in London, and it's at Oxford, and this is the sharp wit of El Hajj Malik El Shabazz. I believe he is going to quote Shakespeare, and people used to always talk about Al Prentice Bunchy Carter, who was known to read Shakespeare, and maybe it was a prison experience, but those guys, a lot of people who were African-Americans, or a lot of African people in the United States. I know I prided myself at one time for not knowing anything about Shakespeare and not wanting to know anything about Shakespeare, but there were and many people, African people, who, for whatever reason, know a lot about Shakespeare, and Bunchy Carter was one of them, and El Hajj Malik El Shabazz was one of them, and here is the voice of Malcolm X speaking at Oxford.
Just one step farther to see, am I justified in this stand? And I say, I'm not speaking. I'm speaking as a black man from America, which is a racist society. No matter how much you hear it talk about democracy, it's as racist as South Africa, or as racist as Portugal, or as racist as any other racialist society on this earth. The only difference between it and South Africa preaches separation and practices separation. America preaches integration and practices segregation. This is the only difference. They don't practice what they preach. Whereas South Africa preaches and practices the same thing. I have more respect for a man who lets me know where he stands, even if he's wrong, than the one who comes up like an angel and is nothing but a devil. The system of government that America has consists of committees. There are 16 senatorial committees that govern the country and 20 congressional committees. 10 of the 16 senatorial committees are in the hands of Southern racialists, senators, who are racialists. 13 of the 20, about this was before the last election, I think it's even more so now. 10 of the 16 committees, senatorial committees are in the hands of senators who are Southern racialists. 13 of the 20 congressional committees were in the hands of Southern congressmen who are racialists, which means out of the 36 committees that govern the foreign and domestic direction of that government, 23 are in the hands of Southern racialists, men who in no way believe in the equality of man, and men who do anything within their power to see that the black man never gets to the same seat or to the same level that they are on. The reason that these men from that area have that type of power is because America has a seniority system. And these who have that seniority have been there longer than anyone else because the black people in the areas where they live can't vote. And it is only because the black man is deprived of his vote that puts these men in positions of power that gives them such influence in the government beyond their actual intellectual or political ability, or even beyond the number of people from the areas that they represent. So we can see in that country that no matter what the federal government professes to be doing, the power of the federal government lies in these committees. And any time a black man or any kind of legislation is proposed to benefit the black man or give the black man his just due, we find that it's locked up in these committees right here. And when they let something through the committee, usually it is so chopped up and fixed up that by the time it becomes law, it's a law that can't be enforced. Well, another example is the Supreme Court desegregation decision that was handed down in 1954. This is a law. And this law, they have not been able to implement this law in New York City, or in Boston, or in Cleveland, or Chicago, or the northern cities. And my contention is that any time you have a country, supposedly a democracy, supposedly the land of the free and the home of the brave, and it can't enforce laws, even in the northernmost cosmopolitan and progressive part of it, that will benefit a black man, if those laws can't be enforced or that law can't be enforced, how much heart do you think we will get when they pass some civil rights legislation which only involves more laws? If they can't enforce this law, they'll never enforce those laws. So my contention is that we are faced with a racialistic society, a society in which they are deceitful, deceptive, and the only way we can bring about a change is to talk the kind of language, speak the language that they understand. The racialists never understands a peaceful language. The racialist never understands the nonviolent language. The racialist, he's spoken his language to us for 400 years. We have been the victim of his brutality. We are the ones who face his dogs that tear the flesh from our limbs, only because we want to enforce the Supreme Court decision. We are the ones who have our skulls crushed, not by the Ku Klux Klan, but by policemen, only because we want to enforce what they call the Supreme Court decision. We are the ones upon whom water hoses are turned with pressure so hard that it rips the clothes from our backs. Not men, but the clothes from the backs of women and children. You've seen it yourself. Only because we want to enforce what they call the law. Well, anytime you live in a society supposedly based upon law, and it doesn't enforce its own law because the color of a man's skin happens to be wrong, then I say those people are justified to resort to any means necessary to bring about justice where the government can't give them justice. Believe in any form of unjustified extremism. But I believe that when a man is exercising extremism, a human being is exercising extremism in defense of liberty for human beings, it's no vice. And when one is moderate in the pursuit of justice for human beings, I say he's a sinner. And I might add in my conclusion, in fact, America is one of the best examples when you read its history about extremism. Old Patrick Henry said, liberty or death. That's extreme. Very extreme. I read once passingly about a man named Shakespeare. I only read about him passingly, but I remember one thing he wrote that kind of moved me. He put it in the mouth of Hamlet, I think it was, who said, to be or not to be. He was in doubt about something. Whether it was nobler in the mind of man to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, moderation, or to take up arms against the sea of troubles and by opposing, end them. And I go for that. If you take up arms, you'll end it. But if you sit around and wait for the one who's in power to make up his mind that he should end it, you'll be waiting a long time. And in my opinion, the young generation of whites, blacks, brown, whatever else there is, you're living at a time of extremism, a time of revolution, a time when there's got to be a change. People in power have misused it, and now there has to be a change, and a better world has to be built, and the only way it's going to be built is with extreme methods. And I, for one, will join in with anyone. Don't care what color you are, as long as you want to change this miserable condition that exists on this earth. Thank you.
You're listening to Diasporic Music on Uhuru Radio, and we were listening to the voice of El-Hajj Malik El-Shabazz, Malcolm X, and El-Hajj Malik El-Shabazz was assassinated on February 21st, 1965. He was born on May 19th, 1925, and May 19th happens to be the birthday also of Ho Chi Minh of Vietnam, the great Ho Chi Minh. It's also the birthday of Lorraine Hansberry, and also Yuri Kochiyama, a great Japanese sister that was born in the United States, who was in turn, Yuri Kochiyama, is still in the land of the living. And Yuri Kochiyama was the woman who attempted to give Malcolm X mouth-to-mouth recitation. Pardon me, my English, I'm not English, so I probably blew that word, but gave Malcolm mouth-to-mouth recitation at the Audubon Ballroom in New York City. And we have been paying tribute to El-Hajj Malik El-Shabazz. When Malcolm X passed away, he had two organizations, the Organization of African American Unity or Afro-American Unity and the Muslim Mosque Incorporated. And when I came to Toronto, Canada, we, myself and a young man by the name of Jose Garcia, who was born in Aruba and spent a lot of his life in the Dominican Republic. And Jose Garcia could speak French, English, Spanish, Papiamento because of his Aruba roots. And myself, Jose, and another man by the name of DT out of Chicago, we formed a group called the Afro-American Progressive Association. And when we used the term Afro-American, we were using it to include all of the African people in the Western Hemisphere, because most of the people that were in our organization, that joined the organization, were from the Caribbean, and some from the United States and Canada. And we use African or Afro-American in the same way that Malcolm X used Afro-American or African-American. And I think Malcolm X was influenced by Carlos Cooks. And Carlos Cooks was a Garveyite who came out of the Dominican Republic and grew up in the United States. He coined the term African-American, and not, he didn't coin the term, but he said that he argued that Africans in the Western Hemisphere should refer to themselves as African Americans, and that remember that the Cubans consider themselves Americans, not in the U.S. sense, but Jose Marti talked about our America. And that is going to, we're coming to the conclusion of our tribute to El-Hajj Malik El-Shabazz and the Mighty M's. And I would like to thank Sandra Thompson for engineering today's show. And I would like to thank all of the listeners and who tuned in today. And next, in 2 weeks, we're going to pay tribute to a brother by the name of Randy Weston. Now, Randy Weston is a man who recorded an album called Uhuru Africa actually 50 years ago. Randy Weston is a pianist who has lived all over Africa, a great African man whose father was born in Panama and his mother was born in Virginia. And he was born and raised in Brooklyn, New York, so I'm sure it will be a fine show in 2 weeks. And we're going to conclude today's show with a poem from Al Prentice Bunchy Carter, and then we're going to go into a piece by William Parker called People Get Ready, which is a Curtis Mayfield tune. But Al Prentice Bunchy Carter was a Deputy Minister of Defense of the Southern California chapter of the Black Panther Party. He was besides being a poet, he was a painter. He was a singer, a dancer, and a swimmer. David Hilliard maintained that if there was not so much racism in the United States, that Al Prentice Bunchy Carter might have had a shot at actually going to the Olympics as a swimmer. But Bunchy made his contribution as a revolutionary, and he was the Deputy Minister of Defense of the Southern California chapter of the Black Panther Party. This is Norman Otis Richmond saying Kwa Heri, and we will see you in the whirlwind.
What could justify my crying stock, forgive my coward's heart, but blame me not for sheepish me, for I've just awakened from a deep, deep sleep, and I be hazed and dazed and scared, and vipers fester in my hair. Black mother, I curse your drudging years, rapes and heartbreaks, sweat and tears, but this cannot redeem the fact you cried in pain, I turned my back, and ran into the mire fog and watched in fear while you were dogged and died a thousand deaths. But I swear on siege night, dark and gloom, a rose I'll wear to honor you. And when I fall the rose in hand, you'll be free and I a man. For a slave of natural death who dies can't balance out the two dead flies. I'd rather be without the shame, a bullet lodged within my brain. If I work not to reach our goal, then let bleeding cancer torment my soul.
Just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. Don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord.
People get ready. The storm is coming. The storm is coming. The storm is coming.
People get ready for the train to Jordan, picking up passengers. Coast to coast, faith is the key from the doors in boredom. There's hope for all among those loved ones.
Countries want independence, nations want liberation, and the people want revolution. Countries want independence, nations want liberation, people want revolution. Storm are coming, storm are coming.
People get ready.
Storm are coming. Countries want independence. Nations want liberation.
People get ready.
People
There's
want
a storm
revolution.
Coming. There's a storm coming.
Blood in my eye.
There's
speak
a storm
for more people
coming.
Across the world and I. Cast aside illusion, prepare to struggle. Yeah. Cast aside illusion, prepare to struggle. World's in great disorder. People get ready.
People get ready. Yeah.
politicians want liberation, and the people, they want revolution.
People get ready.
Countries want independence.
There's a storm.
Nations want liberation. And the people want revolution.
Liberation for the nation.
World's in great disorder. World's in great disorder.
Liberation for the
world's
nation.
World's in great disorder. Ready. There's a storm coming. There's a storm coming.
People get ready.
The world's in great disorder. The storm coming. There's a storm coming. There's a storm coming. Bushmen have crossed the border. There's a serial killer in the Caucasian crib. Countries want independence. Nations want liberation. The people want revolution. There's a storm coming. Get ready. There's a storm coming. There's a storm.